lie big. Make it simple. Keep saying it.
Okay.
As I've come to this conclusion, the people are not swayed by the truth, or by facts, or supportable evidence. They are swayed by repetition.
Get them to repeat what you want them to believe.
Okay.
Like being at church or saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay.
Same way commercials work. And I wanted to read you a quote.
The national government will regard as its first and foremost duty to revive in the nation the spirit of unity and cooperation. It will preserve and defend those basic principles on which our nation has been built. It regards Christianity as the foundation of our national morality and the family as the basis of national life. Now, if that doesn't sound like the Tea Party platform, I'm not sure what does. But that was actually from Adolf Hitler in Berlin, February 1st, 1933. He had his ideas about the value of repetition. Said something about a big lie. Go big when you lie.
Yeah, or go home.
Success is the sole earthly judge of right and wrong.
Who defines success for you?
And people will accept a lie if it's big enough. And truth is not as important as success. Look, that cat had it figured out quite a while ago. Success is the sole earthly judge of right and wrong.
Who defines success for you? That Romney.
And people will accept a lie if it's big enough. And truth is not as important. Success. Look, that cat had it figured out quite a while ago. And unless we are aware of where that type of thinking led,
you mean leads?
We being citizens of the United States of America, or just citizens of the world. You have to stay continually aware of this. Price of freedom is continuous vigilance.
I think Jefferson said that.
I also wanted to mention, after Hitler talking about the Christianity as the foundation of their national morality, I also wanted to mention that God told a number of presidential aspirants that he wanted them to be president. Among them was Rick Santorum, Rick Perry, Newt Gingrich, Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain. That's five. Two of the candidates did not say that they thought God wanted them to be president. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
Look, millionaires and billionaires friggin', they control that the government controls the whole country.
Millionaires and billionaires control the whole country.
Millionaires and billionaires.
should more appropriately be called corporatism, because it is a merger of state and corporate power.
Benito Mussolini said that.
To get that kind of money, you've got to cozy up as another special interest group and go out and raise money. But these kinds of associations between money and politics, in my view, are wrong.
And boy, that's quite a lot of police. They're there.
Billionaires and billionaires,
they suck blood.
Propaganda has to be popular and has to accommodate itself to the comprehension of the least intelligent of those whom it seeks to reach.
Make the lie big. Make it simple. Keep saying it.
Okay.
And eventually they will believe it.
President Obama has thrown allies like Israel under the bus.
Is to help you and your family.
Control.
And money. And to heal the planet. My promise is to help
control.
And money. And to heal the planet. My promise is to
control.
Heal the planet.
Mr. President, you want to make my day, huh?
Sure.
And SEAL Team 6 took out Osama bin Laden. Every American is less secure today. On another front, Russia. Does it fail in China?
No.
Does it fail 23 million people graduating from college?
No.
Are those kids graduating from college?
No.
Are those schools lagging behind the rest of the developed world?
No.
Succumb to resentment and division among Americans?
No.
The America we all know has been a story of the many becoming one.
No.
What America? Does it fail to find the
money?
Does it fail the United States of America?
No.
Does it fail?
No.
Does it fail to find the
between money?
Democracy is beautiful in theory. In practice, it is a fallacy.
That's Mussolini too.
Thanks, Benito. Eric Deegans, in a recent Tampa Bay Times article about the RNC, talked about speaking with a PR guy from the Republican Party regarding fact checkers. It's worked out for them to be less expensive to spend their money attacking the fact checkers rather than trying to create another successful ad.
I feel like I should point out that when you fill out your federal income tax forms, those of you that do fill out income tax forms, you can check a box to donate money to the Federal Elections Commission. Well, $50 million of that money went to each of the parties for their conventions, which were absolutely unnecessary since both candidates were known before the convention were held. It used to be you would go there to find out who won the nomination. As it is, they're just wasting our money.
I always checked yes to make the donation, but I thought that money went to public financing of elections so people wouldn't have to depend on corporate money in order to get elected.
What a fool.
They spent $50 million just on security in Tampa. Oh, man. I'm going to have to do something lighter on the next podcast because this one was been tough, very tough on me. Spiritually, emotionally, temporally. Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. Get in touch. FOMPR@yahoo.com. Frederick's my thing.